talk about life and our marriage. Gotta make it work by staying positive and remembering the life. Prove that it works. Health issues, family problems, money struggles, and whatever other shit life throws at us.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
This is Randall, your boy.
This is Brooke.
We're married AF, back with a little special episode. Wanted to do something a little bit different for this one. We haven't even announced that it was coming out. And we're going to call this 10 Questions with Brooke. So I'm going to interview her, just a few interesting questions. Won't be very long, but maybe give you a little insight into the mind of who you're listening to.
I'm very intrigued. I don't know what these questions are.
No, some of them are very funny. Some of them maybe not so much, but we'll see. They are totally random. All
right.
And there is no logical rhyme or reason to them. And this is not a test of any kind. It's strictly weird random questions. So,
all right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Only if you talk into the microphone, though.
I am talking into the microphone. So, question number one. What is the appropriate age to get married?
After 30. Anything 30 plus.
Explain.
In my experience and opinion, I don't really think you know who you are in, as a person until your 30s. In your 20s, I think you're still an idiot and too emotional of a person. And I'm speaking very generally, obviously, and maybe not so generally.
No, but this is all just your thoughts for you. And so
there's
no wrong answer.
I mean, it's, you know, my first marriage was when I was 28, so I was almost 30, but it was, I mean, I really just think it could vary by person, I suppose. But for me, I don't think I should have married the person that I was with since I was like 18, because it was clear that we were growing into adults, into different people than we were when we first got together. And that's why I feel like you should wait till you're after you're 30, because then after you're 30, you're not going to be doing as much maturing and growing necessarily as you are so much in your 20s. So that's my opinion.
I agree. We've touched on this together in conversations, and so you know I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah.
But you said something interesting, so I'm going to piggyback off that to my next question, which is, do you recommend going to college with a boyfriend or girlfriend when you go to college?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because, again, you need to have that time when you're in, when you go to college, if you go away from home, or even if you stay at home, it's still the first time you're like doing a lot of things completely on your own, like, you know, going, registering for classes and doing very adult things. And it's just a good time to just start fresh on this new journey in your life. And I just don't think it's something that you need to be bringing your high school boyfriend or girlfriend. And because I think it kind of holds you back a little bit, in my opinion.
You know, we're on the same page with that. We've talked about it with our boys. I would always recommend when you go to college to go single to get the experience.
Right. Except you didn't do that.
No, but I'm talking from experience that I would recommend that you go to college unattached so you can have that experience. And so.
Because it just shouldn't be about your, whoever you're dating. It just needs to be about, you need to be focusing on yourself and, you know, furthering your education and also figuring out just all kind of shit about being an adult. And it's just better to start that off single.
Well, and there's...
I'm just saying that as a person who, like, went to college single and then pretty quickly got into a relationship that never ended.
Yeah.
Well, you want... There's a couple things about college that everyone knows, and that's that everyone's horny.
Well, yeah. You're 18, for crying out loud.
It's just best for everyone involved, I think, if you start it clean.
That way, when you screw up, it's not...
Have
your escapades. Yeah, there's
and,
no...
And be unattached. That's right. Just my opinion.
Because then you're free to do whatever you want, whoever you want, if that's what you want to. And that's your prerogative because you're, you know, an adult and figuring shit out.
Yeah. And you can learn the repercussions of that behavior if that's how you want to be. And you can learn it without hurting other people.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I agree with you 100% on that one. Now, this one, this is the most important question of the interview.
Okay.
And it will reveal a lot about you. I need you to tell me what kind of cock you imagine the last five presidents have.
What?
By name. I'm going to give you the name of the president. You tell me what, in your head, you imagine their cock to be like.
Okay. I mean, I've never done it. Go with me here.
I want to hear what you think, and I'm going to, at the end, I'll tell you if we agree or not.
Okay.
Because you know I've already thought these through. I immediately measure up what somebody's cock.
Because that's what guys do.
100%. I can guarantee you I'm right.
It's the last thing in the world that girls think of, because it's not.
Which is why I'm asking you, because it's going to be awesome.
Okay. We're not going to go through, like, a lot of them.
No, we're going through the last five presidents.
Okay.
We're going to start with old George Bush. Not his cock now, but what what kind of cock do you think he's got on?
I mean, I don't know, babe. Like, it's all old white guys that I feel like, except for Obama.
And he's coming up, so we'll get to
Obama. I mean, he's the only one that's going to stand out to me as having anything different than any of these other white dudes. I mean, I feel like, okay, he's a tall, skinny guy.
He is.
And they tend to actually be kind of well endowed.
I could see old W being a long dong.
Yeah.
So you would think he would be a longer guy.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a little bit of help just to kind of...
So you want me to get it, like, descriptive?
No, I'm just going to tell you my thought. This is going to show how guys would measure it out. And maybe I'm the only one. Maybe this is part
no,
of my
they made that whole
movie
super
thing.
Bad where the kid, all he did was draw dicks.
I can't say I've never drawn a dick before because...
You've drawn millions
I've been
that I've seen.
To draw them.
So.
Big veiny bastards.
Yes.
So if I'm looking at this, you ask me this question, like I'll just pick one at random. Like W. You ask me what I think. I picture him having a big, thick, shorty.
Girthy
cock.
Yeah, like a Coke can?
Yes, very much like a Coke can. I don't think he's the longest guy in the yard.
Okay.
But that's how I'm looking. So
I could agree with that.
I see. I agree with you on old George
Senior.
Herbert Walker being longer, but I also picture him hairier for some reason. I don't know if it's his era.
Well, that for sure. There's no shaving down there.
The fact his name is Bush.
That's also a factor.
And Barbara has the big perm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just picture him being very unkept, long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably got a little girl. He's probably strapped. He's probably packing up.
That's what I'm saying. I think he, yeah. Because, tall, skinny guys. I mean, yeah. And I feel like, Barbara wouldn't put up with anything else.
I can't imagine old Barbara in the bedroom. All right, so Bill Clinton. Old Dirty Dick Bill.
Dirty Dick Bill. I feel like he... I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's just, like, average because he's so, like, over the top, like... Not
charming.
Yes. So he's trying to make up for some shit. Not make up for it, because, I mean, I feel like he's probably just normal, average...
Nothing wrong with average.
White guy, dong. Nothing wrong with average at all.
I think I remember, and I could be wrong, that I heard this either from one of his million mistresses or something.
Hookers, yeah. No.
Well, it's funny you say that word because I heard that he has a crooked cock. That he has a severe bend.
Okay, I was going to say that, but then I didn't want you to... Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but yeah. I didn't want you to like run some kind of parallel in your head to somebody else.
No. Hey, not all dongs are straight. I think everyone knows that.
But yeah, I feel like he's probably just got a normal size. But I mean, you know, it's quality, not quantity. And I'm sure he can, I'm sure he's...
If someone had...
He's had enough extracurricular activities, and I'm sure he does just fine with it.
I am willing to bet, though, if someone had an STD,
it's would Bill be Clinton. Bill. Well...
Dirty Dick Bill.
Yeah.
He's definitely had a penicillin shot or 10 in his time.
For sure. And, I mean, oh, God. I just imagine Hillary actually, like, ripping his dick off, and then...
I don't think they have sex.
No. I think they're more roommates.
Since ever...
business agreement.
Chelsea was obviously conceived in a Petri dish. I mean, crazy.
Or it was just one drunken night.
Yeah. Well, we talked about W.
Uh-huh. And his dad and Clinton. Yeah. Okay.
And so now, you just agree with me on W, that the short, yeah, stubby...
That's
powerful.
That's where I was going to go with that one, for sure.
We're on the same page. Yep. Now we're at Obama.
I mean, I don't... He's black.
He is a black guy. So he's half black.
Yeah, but still.
I feel this like is your that's, question.
In my head, I feel like that's a dominant trait.
Mm-hmm.
That even if you just have a little bit... I mean, it's, you know, I don't... Stereotypically, black dudes have bigger wieners.
Flaccid wieners.
Like they're showers, growers. Not growers. Or I mean, maybe both. But I'm saying, like, yeah, it just hangs out there. So I mean, that's what I would picture. Yeah, it's just a panther tail, whatever you called that one guy.
Well, I'll tell you what I was picturing for Obama is a super long, skinny dong.
Okay.
For some reason, I picture like he's definitely got the long link and a pencil cock. I mean, he's definitely got. He has to have some link. I mean, he's just smooth.
He is. He is. Got so much swagger.
I just don't picture much girth on Obama.
He's kind of a skinny guy, so I can see where that. I mean, yeah. But man, yeah, I miss hearing him talk. And you're gonna ask me about Trump now.
Now we're at Trumple tits.
He's
by far the yuckiest.
He's yucky.
To picture their cock.
Yeah, I know this. Yeah, if you
it even
see
hurts
my
me
face.
The most. I can think of old George Bush's cock
I
before.
I know, but Trump, I just feel like, has stuck it in some nasty trash, eat more than Bill Clinton. Like, I feel like Trump's might be weathered more than anybody else's.
I think Trump's had more...
Because he's thrown it around because he's always had so much money. That's what I mean.
He's paid for more. But that would mean he's got... Bill Clinton would fuck anybody. He could pick a stranger off the street and he would take it.
But Donald Trump's just going over... Like, anybody... The difference is, Bill Clinton, even before he was president, could probably charm the pants off of just about anybody. Trump doesn't have all that, but he's had the money coming out his ass, so people are lining up to fuck him because of his money.
Oh,
so
100%, you are absolutely
like
right.
That nasty girl that was on CNN, and
Bill
then
Clinton would have girls like want to be in love with him.
Yeah,
because he had, you know, he's no, smooth
and then
liar,
Donald
liar.
Trump's got porn stars that are like,
his money.
God, no, I wasn't attracted to him. Fuck no. He is old and yucky. Oh, yeah, but I had sex with him.
Well, so what do you think it looks like? We got to put a picture.
I mean, and maybe I just feel like he's not working with much. He is a big guy, though. He's a big guy.
But I like where your head's at.
But I feel like he's a lot smaller than everybody else that we've talked about.
I think he's by far the smallest.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much in agreement on these. I picture Trump having a teeny tiny cock.
I feel like we have, yeah, this for some reason is a subject that I don't think we would disagree much on.
Yeah. And I mean,
We're aligned across the board on this one.
I think most people would agree that in their head, Trump would have a tiny cock.
Tiny cock. Because he's overcompensating. I mean, like, he's with all the business and skyscrapers and casinos. Like, that's so much overcompensation. Like, just textbook, like, I got a tiny cock, so I'm going to build this skyscraper.
Well, all right. Well, that was a fun one. What state would you like to live in if we didn't live in Georgia? My dad doesn't listen to this
podcast. Huh?
What state would you like to live in if we didn't live in Georgia?
Colorado.
One state.
Colorado.
I like it. You know I'm on board.
Of course.
Why?
I really have to answer why.
Because they don't, these, all the podcasts.
If anybody listening doesn't know you, understand why. Colorado is, I mean, I don't smoke pot. That's not why. not anymore anyways. Colorado is beautiful. The weather, it has a summertime that's very mild compared to where we live in Georgia, which is miserable, humid.
So humid.
So thick and hot for so long. That's what this winter here has actually been glorious, because it's actually still a little chilly some days in the spring. But yeah, I mean, that in Colorado, it's, they've got, you know, a set amount of months for summer where it's not 155 degrees, not super humid. And then the winter, it snows and it's beautiful. And there's mountains where we can go snowboarding, and Gunnar could grow up and be a professional snowboarder like Sean White. And
even though I think he's from California.
But I mean, West Coast-ish.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think he is from California.
He is from California. I think Northern California. But I mean,
I'm with you. I love the place.
But to be able to have, like, and they have lakes and stuff too. So, like, we have lakes here where we, you know, used to go wakeboarding all the time on the lake when we had a boat. And that's an option there too. They also have beautiful lakes that maybe aren't solid brown shit water.
Turd, like, mounds.
Yeah, where it's sketchy what you're swimming in. I feel like the water in the lakes there, and this is all speculation because we haven't been over there to do anything of the sort, but I just feel like because there's mountains, it's like cleaner water.
We've been to Breckenridge.
We didn't go swimming.
No, but we have been to a lake. And I lived there.
Yeah. No, we've been to Colorado. I'm just saying we haven't been and gone and done any lake action there. But yeah, I just feel like it's just, and the, you know, pot is legal there, so the
people are fucking chill,
and there's more money now for the state to provide very good education, like public education, isn't there? Am I just talking out of my ass?
No, they have set the bar for legalization. Yeah. And using that money
properly to fund
Oh, absolutely. They put shit, money, like, some education. Of it in education. Yeah. Where we have a lottery here,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing compared to the boom of the weed industry in Colorado and what it's done.
Because we live in the goddamn Bible Belt. That was,
but it's,
and they're never going to legalize it shit here, even though you can see it's like hard facts. I don't even smoke pot, but just come on. Decriminalize that shit and make it legal. And look at Colorado, Scrooge McDucking in their money in the government.
Well, yeah, and let them actually not have to damn hire security firms because they can only deal in cash.
Right.
And make it all legit. I agree 100%. Plus, booze is 1,000 times worse than weed. If anybody says that's, it's ridiculous.
Well, and anybody that's like locked up in jail for 20 years for pot, like, that's just a damn shame. Like, that's a crime for somebody to be in jail for that long for pot. Like, and then we have people that have like tried to kill people or maybe kill people and get out of jail quicker, but because of the war on drugs in the 90s, that,
well, that's where your buddy
Reagan,
no, Jeff Sessions is a dinosaur. That's one thing I really do not like about this administration. I'm not a Jeff Sessions fan. And he wants to, you know, have the federal government step on these states' feet that are allowing these marijuana laws And that's what scares them, is that if, you know, the marijuana is not legal anywhere federally, but the states individually, like Colorado, that have made it legal.
I think California has it legal now too, don't they?
They do, yeah. They do, but at the, you know, federally, they can still come in and bust balls. They just, you know, even Trump says, let's just stay out of it. That's a state
stay
issue.
Stay out of it, yeah.
But the looming possibility bothers people. And Jeff Sessions is a fucking dinosaur, so.
I mean,
I'm with you. I'm 100% on.
So, Colorado, not because of the pot, because we don't even smoke pot. And it's just, you know.
No, but I would rather people smoke pot than to slam a bunch of damn Grey Goose and cranberries, because I know how bad those. I've never seen anyone smoke pot. Plenty of friends that have smoked pot, and I've tried pot. I've never seen anyone smoke a doobie and then say, I want to go get in a bar fight.
Right.
For nothing.
They're going to say, I want to go eat cheese fries.
But I've drank myself enough to where I would fight anybody.
I don't even want to talk about that.
So that's what I'm saying.
You drinking vodka, you're fired from drinking vodka.
It's clear,
but the
just
one
from my experiments.
I know. Yeah. When you smoked too much pot that one time, you just couldn't move your arms.
No, absolutely. I was panicking and couldn't feel anything but my head.
Yeah.
It's just not a good drug for me because I can't
lose
that kind of control and just let loose. I'm not chill enough for weed. So that's always been, but I don't have no problem with it.
No.
Just because it's not for me. I've never been like, get rid of that shit.
No. It's way better than.
It's ridiculous that it's even a conversation.
Yeah. It is. All right. So what's the next question? That was a good, if we could move to Colorado tomorrow, we would.
The shocker.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Like the two in the pink, one in the stink?
Yes. Marshall Parrish's.
His photo op.
Logo.
His go-to photo op. I mean, are you talking about in actuality putting two in the pink and one in the
stink?
Is it
a real thing? Is it more BS than.
There's not many girls that are going to welcome
a shocker.
The stink part. I mean, it's called the shocker. That it's shocking and alarming if somebody does that, because especially if you're not expecting it, which you wouldn't be.
If his go-to move is the shocker, he would probably have a bad track record with the ladies, you're saying.
I mean, it depends on the ladies, too. I mean, there's...
I could see Bill Clinton with a patented shocker.
I just feel like your approach would be crucial. You'd have to like ease into the shocker, and I just feel like the situation it would be very situational. Like I feel like there'd have to be a lot of alcohol. You can't just on a regular Tuesday night of doing it.
Here's the shocker, baby.
I feel like that's maybe like a special occasion. You know, maybe we drank a lot of wine, or you don't drink wine, but like not us.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see why the guy cares.
There's no doubt. I think what the thought process is with the guys is that if you can do that, she a freak.
Well, number two.
And there's other things she's going to let in there if you're letting that in there.
There's not a whole lot of room to work. Well, it's always bothered me about the shocker is it's almost like a, what's that creature? Loch Ness Monster. Like, people talk about it all the time.
Who really does it,
but
though?
But you don't have a lot of room.
No.
Like, where are you going to position?
It's
I'm
like
too big anyway. I can't get around and to position yourself to properly shock one. That
your,
would be a
your
easy.
Hands are enormous. Of course you could. And really what it ends, I think maybe it might be accidental, because maybe it's like they're trying to hold her like a bowling ball.
Perhaps.
You know, because that's the only thing I can run an analogy for on that. But I mean, I think it's all for show. It's all for picture poses like Marshall does.
Yes.
For decades.
What is your favorite smell?
Ooh.
And why?
So, oh man. there used to be this like Bath and Body Works lotion that they discontinued, and it makes me so sad. But it was like this coconut lime verbena, and for some reason, like, I mean, I used to use it like in high school or college or something, but like if I walk by somebody that smells even remotely like it, it just makes me happy. But like kind of like vanilla-y, like, I don't know. I mean, and then in the fall, you know, I'm all about like pumpkin spicy autumn fall flavor smells, but I like usually anything with like the base of like vanilla is my jam. I mean, used to be freaking Juicy Couture perfume until I got pregnant, and then it made me want to vomit.
Yeah. Mine's still the Aveda smell.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Whatever that smell, it's like just my hair. The Aveda smell, though. They do that perfume mm-hmm. that I get you that's just it smells like the store.
Yeah. No, that's a good one, too, because I do love everything.
I just don't know how to describe it.
Anybody that uses Aveda hair products.
It's the Aveda smell.
Yeah. It's what my hair smells like all the time. Yeah. And that's a really good one.
Shit
too.
Is pricey. Everything from that store.
It's so. Because, yeah, my hair rejects everything else, and I look like a homeless, greasy turd if I don't use my Aveda stuff. It's the best.
Okay. So, my next one
mm-hmm.
is a little psychological.
Great.
And the listeners need to know
mm-hmm.
why are women so mean?
To each other? Or just in general?
Definitely to each other. That's first off. Women are way meaner than
women are meaner to each other. Just it's just a competition thing. I mean, it's catty.
But do you know that you're mean to other women? Like, do all women know, we're mean to each other?
I think anybody that's being real with themselves does. I mean, I think anybody who's just, like, lying to themselves and saying that just women are mean to them and they're not mean to anybody else is just fucking crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to believe that most women realize the fact that we tend to be way meaner to each other, which I've always been kind of a more of a sensitive person. So that's why I tended to hang out with more guys like in college and stuff. Cause it just, you know.
Yeah, I think exhausting. That it's the way, like, from my time on Earth, is that's the way women, like, smell each other's butts like dogs.
Hmm.
Is that's how they're measuring each other up at first.
Because
mm-hmm. you can, women will get past it in some cases. But starting out, women are always more weary of each other than guys are of each other. Like, guys are way more willing to have a new bro.
For sure.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have to sniff each other's asses. Now, we might get burned more in friendships, but women are like, shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
This bitch.
Oh, for sure.
You don't even know her. I don't know.
I am so guilty of that. So guilty of it. But I'll be the first to admit when I'm wrong, too, about...
Oh, sure.
You know, like if I mean, I will immediately judge a book by its cover. And
well, we all do.
They, you know, like, but I don't necessarily mean to. It's just natural for some reason.
Natural.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. But so, yeah.
Okay, this one. You're going to have to kind of set the scene for this one. Because there's going to be, you know, there's a little bit of a story to this question.
Okay.
But is it good or bad to get in a fight with a stripper at the Claremont and get your boyfriend thrown out of the bar?
I mean, we all got thrown out.
Yeah, but they grab me first when I'm trying to break up the melee.
Of course it's not
and
a
I'm
good
the one that gets first. You're gone.
Well, because you're bigger and scarier, I guess. But
I
they
have
were
no
trying
problem
to,
with no one.
I mean, it's not ever a good idea to get in a fight with anybody. It's always, it's not going to solve shit.
Well,
however,
now you gotta tell the story.
Okay, so, God, we were at the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta. And this is, as we've discussed before, this is a pretty seedy strip club in Atlanta. It's legendary. It's in the bottom of a hotel. It's the Claremont Hotel. That nobody would ever stay at unless you already have scabies.
God, or feel crack.
Yeah. In the parking lot. It's the scariest looking hotel, but it's like this, it's a strip club. It's in the basement of it. The strippers are much older than your average stripper. They make a good living there, I bet. It's a good time. It's legendary. It's a staple of
cheap
Atlanta.
Cheap drinks.
Very cheap drinks. It's a staple of Atlanta nightlife. And if you are an Atlanta native, you are required to go at least once or twice. Super fun, good time, though. We used to go every once in a while. This one particular night, we went. And I think it was, I mean, God, was it Lauren that we were with?
I feel like it was Mariel.
Wow, good memory. Yeah, Mariel.
In the bathroom.
That's who I was thinking mm-hmm. it was Lauren that I was getting in a fight for, but it was Mariel.
I think it was Mariel.
It
was the tattooed stripper, too.
Yeah. God,
that
I didn't.
That was her niche.
So she, yeah, it's the one, she's got dreadlocks.
Yes.
She's white girl.
Looked very stinky.
White girl, dreadlocks, lots of tattoos. We're at the Claremont. It's we're with Mariel and I God knows who else, because that's all I remember now that you said that. We went to the bathroom. Babe, I don't even remember what happened in the bathroom that caused this.
She came in there cutting in the line. It's a tiny little bathroom.
There you go.
And
there
y'all
you
were,
go.
Were y'all had waited.
There's one toilet.
You were way too drunk, obviously.
I wasn't. I was.
Which is why I remember this.
I know. I just see flashes in my head of it, just barely. So, like, the bathroom in there has one toilet. It's one toilet. So, we were in there waiting for the bathroom. We were next. This girl walks in, and sure, she works there, but fuck you. I got to pee, too. Wait in line.
And I think Mariel did start the shit-talking with her.
Probably.
And then you just somehow
I just
in.
Backed her up. Mariel's even smaller than I am.
Why not?
So she cut in front of us. We were both drunk. And then when we were walking out of the bathroom, I kind of remember Mariel saying something like nice dreads or something. Something real snarky, but funny. And that girl like kind of grabbed Mariel and I just like grabbed that girl by the hair, I think.
Yes. And y'all rolled out. Everyone came pouring out. And I see it.
As we were walking out of the bathroom door, that's when all the shit went down. Yeah.
And all I'm doing is separating you, and they throw me out. Y'all could have stayed. I'm the only one that got tossed.
Yeah.
I didn't do shit.
No, he just
came
over.
No, we were able to come right back.
Did we?
Yeah, like two nights. I mean, that was when we were going.
Oh.
They don't care. They were just talking. I mean, and it's like a dollar cover.
I don't even think they recognize us, probably. No. I mean, who knows how many fights that girl gets into. She was a bitch, though.
She was. But she was shitty all the way around.
Yeah. I was like, I hope you get no tips tonight.
No, she was not pleasant. I don't know if she still works there or not, but.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, yeah, so. I got in a fight with a stripper at the Claremont Lounge, and I barely remember it. But, yeah, you probably should have just told that one because I barely remember it. It's literally just flashes in my head of, like, us standing in the bathroom, that stupid bitch cutting in front of us, and then, like, I don't remember what words we were saying, but I'm sure we were super, like, sharp and witty.
On your game.
Yes.
No one got
struck. We
were struck.
On it.
Like,
no.
It was broken. I mean, I broke it up as soon as I saw y'all. It was just hair. Girls go to hair
straight
first.
Straight for the hair.
And I just remember pulling you off, and then their bouncers and the door guy
mm-hmm.
telling me that I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fine with that because I was getting you out of there anyway. But
it was obviously time to go.
I think it's a fantastic story
yeah.
linking us to a very famous place
yeah.
in Atlanta and its history.
It is. It's historical. And, yeah, good times.
So, we're going to go with that it's a good thing to get in a fight with a
stripper. Sure. Okay.
Claremont Lounge. At least one time in your life.
I mean, nobody got hurt.
No.
And
no punches.
No punches. Nobody got hurt. It was a, you know, we all of us clearly needed to get some kind of aggression out towards somebody. And it was just.
And she was shitty. You don't cut in a line because, you know, women's bathroom lines are
yeah.
absurd in bars.
And
you
we'll
wait
wait
forever.
And we'll wait till we're about to die having to pee, and she was, it wasn't just that she cut, she was just a real C-U-N-T about it, like, oh, like something really just like struck a nerve. Because I won't say I'm not an aggressive person. When I'm drinking, I can't. Back then,
it was a totally different way of drinking back then, yes. Yeah, it was a different ball game then.
It was like an occupation.
Those were the major league sometimes. Days.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Major. Pre-kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time.
Yes.
Okay, we're on number 9.
Okay.
What is something about Randall that people would never guess? Randall is me.
Something about my Randall that people would never guess. I mean, you,
or they wouldn't expect.
I guess I feel like all of our friends know this about you, and maybe, but you look at Randall, you wouldn't expect for him to prefer like rom-coms and Nicholas Sparks books while I'm over here like wanting.
I don't like that shit.
Wanting everything to do with serial killers and scary things.
She's calling me a puss.
No, I'm not, because you'll partake in my guilty pleasures too. But I mean, that was surprising to me when I first met you. I'd never read a Nicholas Sparks book in my life.
And I still haven't. Besides Dear John,
and
The Lucky One,
Notebook.
The Notebook. But I don't read that shit.
Shit's for girls.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, so he's a big softy. I mean, anybody that knows him is fully aware. But that's upon, fair. Yeah.
All right, the last one, and we'll wrap this 10 questions with Brooke up. What can a new couple do to ensure that they are married as fuck? What's the key?
I think the key is just making sure that your priority is each other, and that, you know, like
common interests, do things together.
Yeah, your priorities each other, and building memories and experiences together. Like, yeah, learning to do things together, making sure that, you know, just not excluding your partner from anything in your life. Like, this might not be for everybody, but to me, going on like a girls' weekend somewhere doesn't appeal to me at all. And everybody's going to, I can feel people rolling their eyes so hard right now, but.
I mean, I'm the same. Maybe that's just why we're both similar in that regard now.
Yeah, but. And that's what, like, I know you're the same way. Like, there's things that your friends might be doing on a boys' weekend that would be super fun.
And I'll take you.
But yeah, it wouldn't be fun for either one of us. Like, I wouldn't want to go on a girls' trip necessarily because it, I don't know. I have more fun when you're there. And yeah,
I mean, I can't explain why that changed.
And if that's not for you.
When we got together.
But yeah.
It did for me. I just prefer that you would be there. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I don't ever want to lose that with us. I mean, if that doesn't appeal to you, then you just won't be married as fuck. Maybe you'll just be married.
Yeah,
and that's now, that works for some people, but it's.
If that changed for us at this point, though, that would just be a pure sign of something's wrong.
Yeah, well, it's not acceptable.
But you would shit your pants if I was like, babe, I'm going with the fellas for whatever amount of time here.
Well,
and you're not welcome. You would be like, okay, you would be fine with it, but you would know, like, that's fucked up.
Well,
something's
yeah.
wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, like, no. You'd be like, okay, have fun, but you'd be
yeah,
in
I mean,
your
and,
head.
And I was totally fine because the last time you did that was when you and Matt and Marshall went down to Tampa mm-hmm. for, like,
Matt's bachelor
party, and it was, like, kind of your bachelor party because I was, like, 7 months pregnant?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, 7 or 8 months pregnant. I was huge. But I really didn't care. I was like, I can't believe he left.
No, but it was, I think we did, 2 days?
Maybe, yeah.
And
you couldn't wait to come home.
I mean, I'm such a creature of routine and
yeah.
what we do, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
You answered all the questions.
All right.
I think Sweet. That everyone's favorite, though, is going to be the president cops.
Probably. Why? That's my favorite.
By far the best question.
It is also a good one.
Of all of them.
Yeah, hopefully y'all enjoy it.
And we will get this thing uploaded and ready to go. You got anything else, babe?
No, I'm good. We'll talk to y'all, I guess, Monday.
Yep, Monday it is. So go fuck yourselves.
Bye.
Have a good night.